How many know we got the victory this morning? This is what happens when you pray 168 hours. Come on, give God praise. Amen. I think we should do it again next week. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's pray over the word. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for that which we're about to receive. And I pray your blessings upon the word. May it go forth. May it touch lives. May it change lives. Help us, Lord, not to just receive it in our minds, but receive it in our heart, and not just in our heart, but in our feet, that we'll go and do the things you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the church says, amen. Last week we talked about the days of Elijah. But here's the thing you got to get. There's no Elijah without Jezebel. There's no power without some opposition. How many know the enemy will try to do anything and everything he can to stop? Last week he tried to take me out. He kind of failed this week. Hey, man, I feel good. I could preach an hour. I won't. Because I might be stretching the truth. Okay. Hallelujah. But listen, you know the story how that Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. What's it, 450 of them? How do you like those odds? 450-1. And the fire did not fall on their sacrifice. He even poured water. What was it, 12 barrels of water? I mean, it was soaked because back then they would do little tricks. So he poured water on it. He dug a ditch around it to make sure all the water was caught. But then fire fell. See, it doesn't matter how wet the church when the fire of God falls. I mean, you know, God can turn any church around. He can bless any church that wants to be blessed. You know what? He can bless your home. Don't get all negative and say, oh, I don't know if God. No. It doesn't matter how much it's been raining on you. It doesn't matter how bad things have been going. The fire of God can light, ignite anything in your life. Hallelujah. Woo! Someone shout hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. But isn't it interesting that right after the fire fell, Elijah got depressed, discouraged. It never ceases to amaze me how that we have a great service like this, and by Monday, we're already feeling under attack and feeling like, well, what happened to Sunday? Let's not live from Sunday to Sunday. Let's believe God for every day. He can fall like this in your home. You can wake up to this. When you get up in the morning, don't grab your phone. Unless you're opening the scriptures. So he gets depressed. Why? Because Jezebel said, I'll tell you what, Elijah. By this time tomorrow, if you're not dead, I'll be dead. Well, she was. She threatened his life. And he ran and hid. Who is Ahab and Jezebel? Ahab's the king. Jezebel's the queen. And it's Jezebel who brought the false worship in. She had another god that she was worshiping. I've been trying to emphasize to you that for almost 2,000 years, the old gods, the old Greek gods, the old Roman gods, the old Egyptian gods, nobody pays attention to them anymore. But because of the vacuum of getting rid of God in churches, in schools, in businesses, in government. Listen, whenever you boot Jesus out, the enemy fills the vacuum. And those old gods are coming back. And people are starting to worship them. Good luck with that. Because the name above all names will be victorious. Lord of lords. King of kings. Whew. In the holy of holies. Oh, come on, I'm on a roll. How many know he's in charge? He is the God. So Jezebel begins to control Ahab because Ahab is a weak man. And you need to understand the spirit of what's happening in this day and age that we live in. This is why there is an attack on masculinity in this world. You just use the word masculinity, and somehow it has a negative connotation now. There's nothing wrong with being masculine, but they have twisted it to where if you act like a man, you're abusive. Now listen, I know there have been abusive men. I know there have been abusive husbands. But that wasn't the design. Your wife was meant to be a helpmate. That word in the Hebrew is not an assistant. It's a partner who comes alongside, who has different skills and abilities than you do. And you work together. But there's a movement on. Listen, I'm all for women's rights. I get it. A woman should be paid the same as a man for the same job. I get it. I get it that women have been abused through the centuries. I get it. It needs to stop. But when you study the history of the women's movement at its very beginning, it didn't evolve into this. This was the beginning of the women's movement. It wasn't about equality. It was about domination. Jezebel doesn't want to be equal. She wants to run the show. Well, you're going to get quiet on me now. Men, if the ladies get quiet, I need you. I need you. Let's have a little bit of masculinity here. Don't be looking at your wife. Can I say something, honey? No, don't be. Well, I'm going to get in trouble today. Woo. Men have lost their identity. They don't know who they are anymore. And when you lose your identity, you lose your strength. And young men, especially young men, have lost themselves. They don't know who they are. They don't know why they're here. They have lost their strength. Jezebel is in charge. And she's empowered. You may not like what I'm about to say. I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, I can say it quicker and you can get out of here. But they're serving a false god. I didn't say all women. I said some of these women are serving a false god, and they even have a blood sacrifice. It's called abortion. You hear what I'm saying? This is why they are crazy about abortion. They'd rather kill you than you take that right from them. They can become violent over it. It's central to their belief system. It's because that's their blood sacrifice. In the Old Testament, when they would worship Baal, they would offer up children in the fire. They can't do that yet, but they're killing them right up to the day before they're born. And they want to. They want to. They can't legally yet. They want to take their life even after their, if there's something about it they don't like. A child is a child. A child is a human. The moment of conception. It is, what is it? If it's not human, it's not a pig. It's not a dog. And by the way, they'll fight for those rights before they'll. Are y'all okay? My God, my God, my God. I want you to notice something about Elijah getting tired. Have you ever noticed that angels never get tired? Listen, angels never get tired. They're worshiping around the throne 24 hours a day. There's nowhere in the scriptures where they say, man, can you take over for a couple hours, huh? Right? Revelation 4, verse 8, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day and night. I never really paid attention to that before. They don't rest day or night saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Well, if we sang that every Sunday, you'd all quit coming. That's boring. We sing that. I'm tired of hearing that song. Well, you're going to get real tired in heaven. But you know what? The angels never quit saying it. I used to talk about them never quit saying it, but I never really preached about they never get tired. Angels don't wear out. Chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them day and night. Say day and night. All the time. They never get tired. You say, well, so what? What does that mean? Demons are fallen angels. They never get tired either. That demon that's assigned to you never gets tired, never needs a day off, never goes on vacation. You say, oh, Beth, listen, the only reason I'm telling you that is you need to understand, get it in your spirit, you do not have the strength within yourself to win this battle. You can't outbeat a demon who never needs rest. While you're sleeping, he's plotting. Oh, come on, church. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I still got enough in me to dance and run. Revelation 12 and 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused him before our God day and night has been cast down. He doesn't sleep, but he can be booted out. Am I helping anybody today? If you amen me more, it'll be shorter. Quit looking at your watch and say amen. You got to get this. You cannot fight Jezebel in your own strength. If she wore out Elijah, she can wear you out. Look at this. Matthew 8:28. When Jesus had come to the other side of the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, that no one could pass that way. Nobody even got near them. They were so violent, so evil. Mark chapter 5, another example. Then they came to the other side of the sea to the country of the Gadarenes, and when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him. And the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. The devil can give superhuman strength to people they're possessing. But if the enemy could give super. I've got a few angels that can give me superhuman strength. Praise the Lord. Woo! I know we don't talk much about angels, but y'all got angels. Maybe that's the ex-Catholic in me. I don't know. But you know what's funny? Can I? I got one, yes. We always talk about praying in the name of Jesus. We didn't say that much as Catholics. We didn't think you should bother Jesus. If he's busy. If you have a need, you have an angel. You can pray to the angel. And if the angel doesn't work, there's a patron saint over every need and problem in your life. You can pray to that patron saint. If you really have an issue, you can talk to his mother. Because his mama can go to Jesus and convince him about it. But aren't you glad you can go right to Jesus? You don't need to pray to Mary. Don't need to pray to your angel. In the name of Jesus, we have direct access to the throne room of God. Feel the Lord. I could still outrun half of you. Where was I? Jesus, help us. Amen. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. He didn't try to tell you, now let's come on. Buck up. Be strong. No. Be strong in the. Oh, that's a whole different world there. And. Say and. And in the power of his. I don't know what to do with myself. James 5:17. Elijah was a man with a nature just like our. He was just like you. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. But watch what happened. Can I read a little scripture? Some of you don't know the story. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, how he had executed all the prophets. He killed 450 prophets. Next. How does one man kill? I don't know. So let the gods do to me. Okay, Jezebel. And more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. That's the thing about Jezebel. She likes to control the clock. Yeah. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. And he went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he, you know, whenever, listen, watch this. Be careful, because when the enemy attacks, sometimes we abandon the very people we need to help us. Wow. He went a day's journey in the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. I don't know what that is. And he prayed that he might die. You ever been there? Oh, it's enough. Lord, take my life. I'm no better than my father's. I'm just an average guy. Then he lay and slept under a broom tree. Suddenly an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. He won't just give you food. He'll bake it. He'll cook it. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Boy, he was wore out. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat. He brought a second portion because the journey is too great for you. God will always prepare you for what's ahead. Am I preaching yet? So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. My God, that was a meal. As far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, what are you doing here? Did you ever have God just confront you and say, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What's your problem? What are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am, I'm the only one left. And they're trying to kill me. Then the angel said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. Church, I got a word for somebody. It's time to come out of the cave. Stand on the mountain where the presence of God. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. We misunderstand God. We put God in a box. This is how he, when he comes like this, I know. No. Sometimes it's the quiet voice that will get you. Notice what the angel did and what the Lord did. He touched him. He lifted him. He fed him. And he spoke to him. Would you mind if I gave you an example of a Jezebel spirit today? And I'm not trying to be political, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. How many have ever heard of Stormy Daniels? You know who I'm talking about? You don't, ask your neighbor. All right. And I know Trump gave in to temptation probably, right? But this is an example because her, that's not really her name. Her real name means royalty or queen. She took the name Stormy because the Baal god is the god of storms. She has a triple tattoo, three gods on her arm. Mocking the Trinity. She's involved in cultic activities, seances, different kinds of cultic activities. Trump fell for it. That was a Jezebel spirit. He fell, but he shook it off. And overcame. That, how many know that could have destroyed him? And it almost did. A Jezebel spirit isn't just some spirit out in the world. It's in the church. Oh, yeah. What does Jezebel do? She hates authority. She doesn't like to be told no. She hates men. She wants access to leaders. She'll be nice to them. She wants to be on the platform. Jezebel likes mobs. Think about that. She has enormous energy. She's sexual. This is the Jezebel spirit. And we always, like I said, we always look outside the church like it's some weird thing out there. But Revelation 2 talks about this. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, church, because you allow that woman, Jezebel, this is Revelation, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. By the way, that's a reference to abortion. And I gave her time to repent. Even will she repent of her sexual immorality? And she did not repent. And boy, we are seeing it everywhere in the churches. But it's not just about the sexual things that are going on. It's about this spirit that wants to control the men of God and control the church. We cannot tolerate her. We have to stand against her. She refuses to repent. It's time we recognize this spirit. And I'm not preaching this because it's here or I'm being influenced by it. I am not. And I don't think it's here in any visible, powerful form. There might be some wannabes. I don't know. I'm not preaching this because we're in danger, but at all kinds of levels, this is what's happening in the churches today. It's not just about what's going on out there. It's about what's going on in here. And we have to make a decision to stand against the Ahab spirit, against the Jezebel spirit. You have to pray for your pastor so he will hear from God. And you have confidence that he is, and that the church can be led and guided, not by the heart of men, but by the heart of God. There's too much rebellion in the churches. Too much going on in churches. It'll destroy us. It'll eat us alive. But it's time to stand your ground against the Jezebel spirit that wants to dominate your life, that wants to take over you. And by the way, men can have Jezebel spirits too. It's not a gender thing. It's a thing. And it can rise up. And it can want to take control. I hear about it all the time. People rising up, trying to take control, trying to have their way. It's time to start submitting to the voice of the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, I feel him. And if we do, if we'll have that unity in the body of Christ, if we have that kind of unity, unity allows the power to fall. Let me leave you with this. It's not about you just walking around in your anointing. Yeah, you have an anointing, but your anointing will work better if the corporate anointing works. You may walk around and say, well, I don't care about the rest of them. I've got me and Jesus. I got my little anointing. Well, bless you and your little anointing. But if you want to elevate that anointing to levels you've never seen before, you need to have an atmosphere that allows the anointing to rise. Pray not just for your anointing. Pray for the anointing of the church. Let there be an anointing rest on this church like we experienced this morning. That will allow healing, allow deliverance, allow sinners to be saved and people recommitted to God. It's time. It is time. Lord, ye stand to your feet, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. There, I feel like running.